Welcome to Stark Raving Social, the podcast for comms pros who want to stay ahead in a world that won't stop changing. Your host is Sherry Lynn Starkey, social media strategist, industry pioneer, and trusted advisor to brands navigating the digital landscape. With decades of experience in marketing, PR, and social media, she's here to bring you the insights, strategies, and conversations you need to stay ahead of the curve. From shifting algorithms to AI-driven content, from crisis comms to culture shifts, if it's shaping the future of our industry, you'll hear about it here. This is Stark Raving Social.
Hey there, it's Sherry Lynn, and today we're talking about a PR disaster dressed up as a win, and it's the royal crisis that's unfolding before our eyes. We're going to look at it from the perspective of the marketing and communications profession and what every marketer, communicator, and brand leader can learn from one of the world's most famous family businesses, the House of Windsor. Let's start with what actually happened and why everyone is calling it a masterclass when, in my opinion, it's really a slow-motion train wreck. This week, commentators have been falling over themselves to praise King Charles for his decisive handling of the latest royal crisis. He removed all royal titles from his younger brother, Andrew, who will no longer be known as Prince Andrew, but he will be known as Andrew Windsor Mountbatten. They're calling it a masterclass. But let's be real, this is no masterclass. This is a case study of what not to do. The monarchy has been sitting on this issue for more than a decade. It didn't explode last week. It's been simmering since around 2010. And every time the Andy scandal flares up, the palace follows the same tired playbook of say nothing, hope it blows over, and then call it dignified silence. Except for we don't live in that world anymore. Silence doesn't look dignified. It looks evasive. And in the age of social media, if you don't tell your story, somebody else will, and probably badly. So lesson number one for marketers, anticipate, don't react. If you can see it coming, you can plan for it. If you don't, it's not a surprise, it's a failure in preparation. The palace knew that this new book was coming out, The Woman in Me, the posthumous memoir of Virginia Giuffre. Publishing schedules are public, and the content wasn't a surprise, and yet they waited. They waited until the day the book dropped to respond, guaranteeing they'd look reactive, not decisive. If it's something predictable, even if it's uncomfortable, you need to plan for it. You can't stop the bad news, but you can manage how it lands. Have your holding statements ready. Have your spokesperson prepped. Have your socials monitored and tuned. Because in a crisis, the very first narrative that hits the feeds usually wins. The second takeaway is to control the message, not just the microphone. Every brand has its moments when too many people start talking at once and suddenly no one is sure what the truth is anymore. In the palace's case, there have been too many voices, different tones, mixed signals, and that's how you lose control of the narrative. Brands fall into the same trap all the time. Someone in HR posts a comment, the CEO says something off script, the social media team panics, and then suddenly you've got three versions of the truth. And that's why you need to have one lead communicator, one tone, one story. And that story has to sound like it's coming from your brand's values, not the lawyer's memo. Now, the third point is the fact that transparency is the new neutral. You don't have to tell everything, but if you tell nothing, you'll lose control of the story. For years, the royal family's silence has created a void that the tabloids, podcasters, and Reddit threads rush to fill. Sound familiar? We see this with corporations too when they no-comment their way through a scandal. You don't need to overshare, but you do need to show up early, say what you have to say, explain what you're doing next, and that's what earns trust. The fourth lesson is credibility works like compound interest. You build it slowly, but you can lose it in an instant. The palace has been paying down reputational debt for years. Little hits that add up. Delayed statements, vague denials, tone-deaf interviews. And when a real crisis hits, all that debt comes due. So invest in credibility before you need it. Show integrity when things are good, not just empathy when things are bad. And finally, remember that emotions can cloud strategy. Whether it's the royal family or a family-run business, when feelings take over, smart decisions take a backseat. Let's be fair. This isn't just a corporation. It's a family business. There are loyalties, rivalries, illnesses, even grief. All the stuff that clouds judgment. In business, you need to see this too. A founder can't let go. A CEO defends a friend instead of facing facts. A board hesitates because they're afraid of what transparency will expose. And that's why you need external counsel, a war room plan, clear rules before the crisis hits. Because when emotions take over, strategy takes a back seat. So what can the rest of us take away from this? Well, here is the marketer's playbook distilled into 5 simple truths. 1, plan before you need it. Scenario planning isn't paranoia, it's professionalism. 2, be first, be factual, be human. That combination beats perfect every time. 3, clarity is your superpower. Mixed messages confuse and alienate your audience. 4, trust is renewable, but only if you protect it. When things get messy, lead with empathy, not ego. So where does this leave the monarchy? And what does it teach us? The short answer? When people are waiting for the other shoe to drop, your crisis isn't over. And that's your final takeaway. Silence might feel safe, but it is never a strategy.
Thanks for tuning in. If you got value from today's show, make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave a rating or review, which helps others find the show. And if you know a fellow comms pro who could use these insights, share the podcast and help them stay ahead in a world that won't stop changing. Until next time, keep learning, keep adapting, and keep making an impact.